Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live, and we're elated to have a very special guest, Lindsay Wagner, a.k.a. the Bionic Woman, who has touched our lives with her acting as well as her social justice and spiritual lessons. You may remember this theme song. Bionic Woman is now back on DVD and on Cozy TV, so we're getting to re-enjoy those wonderful episodes. Lindsay is going to be calling into the show here in just a few minutes, and we're very excited to have her here on Richard Rossi Live. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and also during the show, about midpoint, you can call in and send in your questions to the call-in number here. 347-637-2379 to go on live. You can also text in any comments or questions to 818-850-5915 or just email them to richardrossilive@gmail.com, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. We have a lot of you that have done something that's never happened in this volume before, archiving the show in advance. I'm not quite sure, I got to be honest with you, how it even works, but there's a way that people can archive the show before it even airs, which will somehow save it through iTunes so they can listen to it or have the show. And Lindsay coming on the show today, we have so many of you that are fans, Bionic Woman fans, that have archived this show in advance, so that's really wonderful. Lindsay Wagner has a career that goes over four decades, and she has a wonderful event coming up for one weekend only that she invites you to. It's Saturday, August 8th and Sunday, August 9th in Lake Arrowhead, California. It's called More Than a Bionic Woman. It's going to be multimedia. And Lindsay's going to share her journey with you. You'll get a chance to see Lindsay in person. And the way to get more information about that is her website, lindsaywagnerinternational.com, lindsaywagnerinternational.com. And then you just click on the events tab. I think it's upcoming events. And you can get all that information. We've had on the show, as you know, Richard Anderson, who played Oscar Goldman on the Bionic Woman show. He's been on the show twice now. And we've shared some wonderful memories with him. And then also from the Bionic Woman show, the creator of the Bionic Woman, Kenny Johnson's been on the show and shared a lot of interesting things about the show. And then after Kenny Johnson came on, he invited us to see a presentation he gave over in Burbank to some film students about some of the tricks he, you know, how he made the Bionic Woman do some of these jumps, you know, where the they would shoot backwards and reverse the footage, so she was actually kind of jumping off the building and then would go back, and he was kind of sharing some of the tricks of the trade. It was really interesting. So this event coming up with Lindsay sharing her thoughts, her clips on the journey, is going to be a wonderful self-portrait. And you can get information on that at lindsaywagnerinternational.com, lindsaywagnerinternational.com. And then just click on the events tab, upcoming events. Those of you listening in the Texas area, Lindsay also has some events coming up there. I think the same multimedia presentation is going to happen in Fort Worth. And I know we have friends in the Texas area that listen as well. So I don't want to forget to mention that to you guys. So, you can go to the same events tab on her website and see about that. She's doing an acting master class there and the evening with her presenting her life and career in Fort Worth on July 28th. Those of us in California, it will be easy to get to Lake Arrowhead to the Tudor House and come either on Saturday or Sunday. And then Lindsay's also doing an advanced acting retreat, and she doesn't do these this often. and there's a few seats left. So a lot of actors and artists listen to the show, and I think it would really be a great shot in the arm for your acting craft to spend this acting retreat. It's coming right around the bend, July 13th through 18th. Lindsay's going to be doing a acting retreat in Victoria, British Columbia. Well, we have some shows coming up here that I want to tell you about before Lindsay calls in as well. Next week, Peter Falk's daughter, Catherine Falk, will be with us next Thursday at 11 a.m. And as you all know, Columbo was such an iconic character, and Catherine has a bill that she'll be sharing about next Thursday, which is going to help children have access to aging parents. And also next Friday, the captain of the Love Boat, Gavin McLeod, will be joining us and talking about his career and his spiritual journey. They're notifying me. I think that Lindsay has called in here, so let's go live here. Hi, is this Lindsay? Hello,
Hi,
Lindsay.
Hi, yes.
Welcome
Good
to
morning.
The show.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. We're live on the air, and we're so elated that you've joined us today.
Thank you for I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for inviting our listeners to the More Than a Bionic Woman multimedia event that you're doing. That sounds wonderful. How did that come about?
Well, it was just a series of conversations that Karen, my coordinator, and I had. She'd seen a couple of those types of shows where celebrities reflect on their career with an audience, and I had seen a couple, and then of course it's become kind of a popular thing since they do that interview show on television at the Performing Arts Theater, and it just kind of happened. She was encouraging me to do it, and I kind of felt funny because I don't have the kind of personality that just loves just to get up and talk about myself and things that I've done. So I said it kind of has to be called the Actors Studio. That's what I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So
yeah, James Lipton.
I thought,
huh?
Now that's a format. Huh? That's a format that I could enjoy and that would work for me, because once I know what somebody's interested in, then I can talk your ear off. But to just say, hey, I want to talk about this, about me, it's funny. I'm shy in that way, I think. But ask me a question, and you better have a seat, you know, because I got an answer. So that's when we finally kind of settled on, let's try that. That might be a fun thing to do. I don't know. And then we gathered all some of my old pictures, my personal pictures, from the time when I was working and put together some clips, and it just started to snowball. We did one in New Jersey. I've only done one up to this point, but we decided to do a little tour with it. So we're doing some in Texas in August 8th and 9th, and then in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we are doing right here in California, which is going to be fun, in our own backyard, in Lake Arrowhead. We're going to be up at the Tudor House, doing it on August 8th and 9th, which is a really lovely theater, and it's a dinner show, actually, type thing.
That's
you can read all
that
on the list.
Well, that's wonderful. If you're listening, go to lindsaywagnerinternational.com and click events, and those of you in Texas as well as those of us in California. This is such a wonderful time, and I understand the shyness, but I'm so grateful Karen was a little bit of a spark plug in getting this, because, you know, those of us that connected with you, we always sensed there was so much about you, the way you integrated your spiritual side, your humanitarian side. In fact, my family, we were just talking about how the Bionic Women show, it was on a higher level. It was almost like a Sermon on the Mount kind of thing, where you were kind of nice to the bad guys. You didn't just use your bionic strength. There was a heart to it. And that's kind of been something you had from day one that you put into your career, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was actually my passion about being in the industry. Although I was an actor, and I seemed to have a knack for that, and it was kind of in my life ever since I was young. The acting, usually actors just love the act of acting. And for me, it was more about communicating, and my way of doing that was through the acting. And so that was my passion, was to be able to do stories about certain things. And because I happened to be able to act, that was the way, you know, had I had a more business head, I might have gone into producing or something, you know. But so, yes, that was always my passion in this field.
And what do you enjoy when you do did the event in New Jersey? What's your favorite part about it? Is it what do you like about doing these events?
You mean Evening With?
Yeah, More Than a Bionic Woman events. Do you enjoy the most about it?
Right, I've only done it once. But what was fun for me about that was being able to share with other people when we kind of dig into this area or that show or this experience, in telling the audience about it and sharing it with the audience, I get to kind of relive a really fun part of my history. And some things were difficult, very hard, but some things were also a lot of fun. And so I kind of get to relive that fun and several different events right there, because you kind of have to conjure it in order to share it with somebody else. And so it's fun because they get to enjoy it and I get to enjoy it all over again.
Well, I like the title too, because there's so much more to you. I've really enjoyed the things you've shared about meditation, and meditation has really helped my life. I've done one of the meditations with you that you've done, and I think it's a great chance for people to come out August 8th and 9th and experience what they love about you as an actress, and you know that spiritual dimension as well. You bring that kindness, that spirit to it, and it was nice to see someone that wasn't just, you know, beating up the bad guys, but that, and you won an Emmy for that role, and you've done so many wonderful movies since that had social justice themes as well. So there's so much more to you than any one role.
Thank you for saying that, Richard. It's really meaningful to me that resonated with you in The Bionic Woman, because it's something that, it was very important to me that Jamie Summers not be some male superhero in a skirt. And and so we worked very hard, and the writers and the producers really worked hard to accommodate that desire of mine. And they enjoyed it as well, and they got to stretch and they certainly resonated with a lot of what I was saying, because up to that point, that was pretty much the formula. And for you to have been a young man, very young man at that time, and for that to resonate with you, I mean, to kind of stick in there, that means a lot to me, because we worked hard to create that in the middle of trying to create an action show and working on a television schedule, which is come on. So it was a real challenge. So thank you for mentioning that. That means a lot to me.
Oh, you're most welcome. And you know, we were celebrating the fact that you're coming on, and I thought it was neat. It was also your birthday week. So they're handing me my guitar. I want to play a song for me and all the listeners to you for a few seconds here. This is for your birthday week, Lindsay. And I got my pick here. Ah. Here we go. Happy birthday week, Lindsay.
Aw, thank you. That was great.
Oh, you're most welcome. Well, I love your singing. I love your singing. And you had a band at one point, didn't you?
It wasn't my band. I was part of a band.
Part of a band.
Somebody else's band. A couple of times when I was very young. Yeah. Well, in high school, and then also, I guess I must have been about 18, 19, I sang with a group, very short-lived, because my acting career just all of a sudden took off when I was 22. So I didn't Yeah, it didn't last long, but that's actually what I wanted to do. And I was trying to educate myself, but I was quite dyslexic, and so I couldn't read music. And I was trying to learn to play piano so I could accompany myself. But then the acting thing took off, and it just took over everything. And there I was. So I suppose I ended up right where I was supposed to be. But maybe next lifetime I'll be a singer.
Yeah, well, I that's true. I mean, if the music would have taken off, we wouldn't know you as all the acting roles, and all those things kind of lined up for that to happen. Well, I know that you're on a real limited schedule, so for your birthday week, I just pray and wish that everything you've given to us and to the world with your acting, with your spiritual side, is multiplied back to you, and that this is just one of your best years yet, and like wine, you're just getting better with time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thanks for having me on here.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Come see the show. To be able to come see the show?
Yes, come see the show. August 8th and August 9th, lindsaywagnerinternational.com, and click the events page. And for those of us in California, and for Texas, too. Texas is coming up first, I think.
Yes, July 24th and 28th, yeah.
And the acting thing in British Columbia is going to be wonderful for the actors listening that can get away also. Yeah, if there's a few spots left, hopefully.
Check that out.
Oh, blessings to you, Lindsay. I'm so grateful to have you on, and I'm excited about these events. And we'll keep trying to get as many of us there as we can.
Cool. I love it.
Okay, God bless, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, we are so thrilled about these events that Lindsay's doing, and we have some folks on the line. Please hang on there. We're going to do a brief program identification, and then you can call in live and share what Lindsay's life and career has meant to you or touched your life. You can call in live and talk to me on air at 347-637-2379. You can call or text a message if you don't want to go on air to 818-850-5915, or just email any comments or questions to richardrossilive@gmail.com. And thank you, everyone, for your support of the show. And we'll be right back in just a few moments with some of your comments, questions, thoughts on what Lindsay's life has meant to you.
I know what you're thinking. Since the phone lines are all busy, should I or shouldn't I keep calling? Well, if I were you, I'd keep trying. Go ahead and make your day.
Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and keep trying to call and get in. And we have a caller here, area code 706, first three numbers 280. And you're now on live with me at Richard Rossi Live, and we'd love to hear what Lindsay's life and work has meant to you. And who is this?
This is Teresa Pelham.
Teresa, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. It was great to talk to you again, Mr. Rossi.
Well, wasn't that awesome to have Lindsay Wagner on the show today?
I know it. You're just about to get all of my favorite childhood heroes on your show. This is just great.
What was it about Lindsay that really touched you?
Oh, well, of course, my first role to actually see her on television, of course, was Bionic Woman. And she played the role so personable, so real. She just touched my heart immediately. And I followed her career ever since. And whether it be television or into her Quiet the Mind, Open the Heart program, or whether it's her vegetarian lifestyle or whatever, you know, there's always something, a little part of something that has actually changed my life. So it's, you know, I actually got to meet her in September of 2014 for the first time.
Where did you meet her at, Teresa?
It was up in Boston at the in Boston. It was in Massachusetts at the I'm trying to think of the name of the. It was the I'm forgetting the name of the convention. Super Mega Fest.
Oh, okay.
That's where it was. And that was my first time getting to actually meet her. And same personality that beamed across the television waves was there in real life in person. So that was just great. Mm.
Now, you're in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir.
So the Texas event would be closer maybe than the California event, but these events she's doing sound really great because she's going to share clips and photos and talk about her career and her journey, and that sounds really exciting, huh?
Yes. Unfortunately, my work's not going to let me do that, but I'm working on my way to try and get to attend to one in California.
Oh, great. So. That's great. That's Lake Arrowhead's a nice area. There's some beautiful, beautiful areas when you get kind of out of the city and go a little bit east. My kids kidnapped me for Father's Day, and we were out camping for a couple days and sleeping outside by the Kern River. And so it's just going to be a great venue. And you've also connected with her on some of the spiritual stuff and seen her meditation work and all that, huh?
I have actually been able to talk with some of the people that have actually been able to attend some of the workshops.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping maybe one time she'll be able to come down to maybe Atlanta or maybe Nashville or something in my vicinity to be able to actually attend one of those.
Well, you know what? I believe that she wants to do this in other states and probably needs some assistance. So you could probably contact her assistant, Karen, through her website and maybe set up, an event like a More Than a Bionic Woman type evening in, in the South there and closer to you. That would be great.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So that might be a really good location, too, because being a musician, there's a lot of friends of mine in Nashville and in those kind of areas that that love Jamie. And it was her birthday week. What a fun time to have her on.
Yeah, I thought that was just a miracle that you were able to do that. You know that?
Well, you know what's interesting? I was kind of inaccessible and leaving for this camping trip that my daughter set up arranging a site. And I got the message kind of just leaving for the trip that Lindsay was able to come on the show. And I've been wanting to have Lindsay come on the show for a while. And, I just love her work and The Bionic Woman and all her films that she's done. And we, as you know, we've had Richard Anderson on a couple times, Kenny Johnson. And so when they gave me the message that Lindsay could come on Friday, it was on Father's Day. So I thought, well, this is kind of like another nice Father's Day present that I hear that Lindsay can come on the show because I'm such a fan. And then the next day we're out in the wilderness. And I remember that it was her birthday. You know, my wife and I both have pretty good memories for like trivia stuff. You know,
uh-huh.
I just remember like, oh, this is pretty cool. And the whole vegetarian spiritual side, I think, is really, really, you know, obviously she's a living testimony because she looks great. And quite frankly, as a baby boomer, I have other famous actress friends who are also on shows in the 70s, and they've done all this, extreme, plastic surgery and boob jobs and, kind of a worldly party type life, and they haven't developed that spiritual side. And, Lindsay still looks great, 1,000 times better than them with all the things they've done. So I think her spiritual connection and her meditation and her taking care of herself and, just being a kind person, all these things, she's a real testimony to that, isn't she?
Yes, I agree. While I was there in Massachusetts, they had her cookbook there, The High Road mm-hmm. to Health, and I actually picked that one up and went through, and I've done some of the recipes, and I've actually since picking this up and changing or actually tweaking my way of eating, I've actually lost 35 pounds just by
Good
going.
For you.
Kind of going by her book, so. Well, see, she's still doing stuff, you know, helping me out.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, it's great when someone uses their celebrity for good, and we have a lot of comments coming on. Do you want to hang another moment, Teresa? And
sure.
I'll share with our listeners and with you some of the comments coming in here that are really piling up here. Well, a lot of women like you look at her as an example. They just love Andrea Fitch in D.C. said, I just love her. She's been an example to a lot of women as a role model to young women. Sharon Brady, she manages a Starbucks in Florida, says loves her. Al Doshna, awesome having her on the show. Al Doshna, by the way, co-wrote Richard Anderson's recent memoirs. Danielle Ramos, would you please share again how we can meet her? The event coming up in California, Danielle's from California, is August 8th and 9th. August 8th, I believe, is a Saturday night. Yeah, I think it's a weekend. Yeah, August 8th is Saturday night, 7 to 9. And August 9th is a Sunday matinee, 4 to 6 p.m. So she's doing this twice, which is great because you got that option, you know, if one day you can't make it or whatever. And just go to Lindsay Wagner International and click events, and there it is. You can get more information. More comments coming in here. Let's see. Here's a funny comment from Desi in Phoenix. He says, I'm imagining you and Lindsay sitting in a studio doing a radio interview when in walks Lee Majors, the $6 million man. there's one comment that keeps coming up repeatedly. The face and names change, but this is probably something Lindsay hears every time she goes out to the shop. Rob Patterson in California says, I had such a crush on her as a kid. That's one that's coming up a lot. That must be quite an adjustment for Lindsay, and maybe next time we have her on, she can share about how she's dealt with just the celebrity aspect to go out all the time, and people are saying, oh, my God, I was so in love with you. I mean, you know, I've had once or twice where, you know, in my hometown, someone comes up to me in a store and says, well, when we were kids in school, I had a crush on you, and I didn't know. But that's – can you imagine, like, it not being one or two people? And it being millions of people, you know. But she's handled her celebrity so well, hasn't she? She's really used it for good.
Yes, she has. She doesn't have, like, that superstar rock star, like, don't stand, you know, 10 feet near me or anything like that. She embraces humanity. And what you were saying earlier about not going and doing, you know, the plastic surgery and all. She's just a natural beauty, both inside and out.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, the time's gone by really quick. Thank you for you've been such a fun person, Teresa, the way you have loved Lindsay's work and shared about it. And you tweet quite a bit about it, don't you, on the Cozy when the Cozy episodes come on?
I actually do when I can. I've recently have switched to having to work nights, so I don't usually get to tweet as much as I used to, but you will see me throw some stuff out as I watch the reruns during the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. You know, one thing about tweeting that I've liked is we have that collective experience again of, you know, when we were kids, there was only a few stations, maybe like three stations, and And so when there'd be an episode of Bionic Woman, we would come to school the next day and all talk about it, you know. And now with 200 cable stations and you know Netflix and everything, sometimes we lose that collective experience. But with Twitter, it's kind of cool because, like you and another friend of mine, Betsy, who's been on the show, The Bionic Blonde, when there's a cozy episode, they'll tweet about, you know, talk about the episode online. It's kind of fun.
And you'll notice that everybody pretty much thinks the same.
Yeah.
So, and it's a magical thing that the show brought all of us together and still are keeping us together all these years later.
Mm. It sure is. Well, we're out of time, but one show that, you know, a lot of people are, you know, sending in comments about their crush on Lindsay. When I was a boy, what really got me was when Lindsay sang Feelings in The Bionic Beauty. Do you remember that episode?
Definitely. I actually bought the musical CD or the television CD that has that on that.
Really?
Because
I didn't even know you could get that.
Yeah, I think if you go online and you look for the Bionic Woman television shows, there's about three or four of them, and you can pick that one up. I'll text you it. How's that?
Oh, great. Thanks.
I'll tweet you it.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Yeah, she introduced the song and said that she was doing it for a friend who knows who he is, and I hope he gets to listen. And as a little boy watching that, I was thinking, I wonder if she's singing this song to me because she said it's a friend out there listening and he knows who he is. But then a bully up the street the next day when I said, Jamie sang Feelings to me last night, he said, you dumbass, he was singing that to Steve Austin.
Well, I say forget him and you take that personally for yourself.
Okay, Teresa. Well, God bless you and... maybe we'll close the show, even though we're over time. We'll prevail for a moment's grace from Blog Talk Radio and close with Lindsay singing. I really enjoy her rendition of the song. And again, go to lindsaywagnerinternational.com and come to this event, More Than a Bionic Woman. It's coming up, and go on there and sign up. And here's Lindsay taking us out today with this song that just melted our hearts when she sings Feelings. And thank you for being with us today and supporting the show. And next week, we have some great guests. Peter Falk's daughter, Catherine's coming on next Thursday at 11 a.m. and Gavin McLeod, Love Boat Captain, next Friday at 10 a.m. And so here's Lindsay. Enjoy. Oh, sorry about the little technical difficulty. Here we go.